This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
All righty. Welcome back. We take you till somewhere in the 2 o'clock hour. We should be wrapping it up here on the program. Plenty of things to talk about. Deion Sanders became the new coach at Jackson State, home of Walter Payton, by the way. He was drafted out of Jackson State and went to Chicago and went on to the Hall of Fame and was a Super Bowl champion. So Deion Sanders apparently was a little pissed off because somebody – broke Joe Cook Sports tweeted out, and he was wrong. He tweeted out the coaching staff that Deion Sanders is going to have, and he has hired his coaching staff. Apparently they have like 80 years of experience playing and coaching and all that kind of stuff. And so they put out Jason Phillips is the offensive coordinator. They put Dennis Thurman, defensive coordinator, Mario Edwards, senior defensive backs coach, and T.C. Taylor and Otis Riley, who were on the staff from the prior coach at Jackson State, are going to be kept on. And then the bombshells were dropped. Terrell Owens was going to be the wide receivers coach, and Warren Sapp, the defensive line coach. So what was Warren Sapp going to teach his players? How not to pay hookers? I'm not sure. What's Warren Sapp going to teach his players? How to be an a-hole? I'm not exactly sure. Like, if somebody gave that guy that information, don't you think you want to check twice to make sure? Because, like, common sense tells you, would Deion Sanders be stupid enough to hire Warren Sapp as one of your coaches? I'm not going to pick on Terrell Owens really that much, actually. It's a little crazy to bring on Terrell Owens. I may not do that. But Warren Sapp is a class A jerk. Okay? This is a guy that's a terrible example. Any which way you slice it, he should never be around kids. I mean, that's a reporter that gets information and then got it from one source and just ran with it and now obviously looks like a complete idiot. And if it looks like he is, you know, in that area, well, he just ruined his relationship with Deion Sanders. So if you were dying to get the story and you got the story wrong, now you just pissed off the new coach of the team. So now whoever this Joe Cook sports guy is, he's going to end up on the outside looking in when he actually is trying to, you know, break some kind of a story. Now, let me tell you something. If it was true, man, I would be having a field day with Deion Sanders. Now I'll be honest. I don't know what kind of success I think he's going to have. I just, it's one of those things that when I see that Deion Sanders is the head coach, it's hard for me to take it serious. It's hard for me to imagine it actually being successful. You know what I mean? Because Deion was so much about, you know, the flash and all of that. I know he was a great player, but I don't know if he has it to have the patience to coach kids through all the ups and downs and deal with people that do not possess a shell of his talent. You know what I mean? Because it's really hard for great players to coach others because it's almost like they expect them to be as good as he was, to be able to do the things that he did. And very few people on earth can do the things that Deion Sanders did. So I'm already going in with a negative attitude about Deion being a head coach as it is. that it's hard for me to take it serious. We'll see.
You know what I'm thinking based on what you're saying, and I'm thinking about it? He looks like the kind of guy that'll show up for an all-star, like the Under Armour game that he's coached before, and do the one thing, you know what I mean, the kids and blah, you know, but the follow-through every week, being, you know what I mean, that commitment like that. No, not really. Kind of like Magic. Magic, you know, he wants to be in the limelight and this and that, but you know what I mean? But the work, the grunt work and being there and doing it every day.
Right.
Nah. Where's the camera? Let me talk about it. This, that, you know what I mean? But right. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All-star game? Hey, I'll show up and do it. But man, it's to deal with the kids, recruit the kids, deal with the alumni, deal with the president. Man, it's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think Herm Edwards was going to have much success. And in 2018, his team was pretty good. I forgot what their record was. I want to say it was like 7-6. And then he went 5-4 last year, I think it was. And so now I want to see what he does in year three now and kind of, you know, because he had a little more success than I expected even in his first year. They lost their bowl game, but I got to give him credit for at least going 7-6. So they were 7-5 in the regular season. I didn't even think they would be that good with Arizona State.
Watching some of the games, man, is entertaining. You know, the kids played hard.
Yeah, yeah. But again, in 2019, that wasn't the case. You know what I mean? In 2019, they improved to, what was it, 8 wins. I'm sorry. That's what it was, 8 wins. And they got, in 2018 is when they had the 7-6. So I'm interested to see how he does now in his third year. That he went 5-4 is what it was in the conference. That's what it was. 7-6 overall in his first year, and then he got 8. Now I want to see what he does. I didn't think he would be this good. You know what I mean? So if I didn't think that Herm Edwards was going to be that good, but he's a coach. So he's kind of done all of this before, not at the college level, and recruiting and all of that, and having to relate to kids. That's really hard because Herm Edwards relates to kids' grandfathers. He's older than the kids' fathers. The fathers only know Herm also like probably an announcer. They don't really know him as a coach. They don't really even know him as a player. The grandfather is the one that knows Herm Edwards as the player, you know what I mean? It's that's how far back it goes with Herm Edwards. And I didn't think, you know, he was going to do much. And he ends up winning 7-8 games. It's pretty good, you know? It's pretty good. So we'll see if Deion can do it, because I'm not much of a believer that Deion is going to get it done. I just kind of see a lot of flash, and I don't know if I see enough substance there for Deion. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe he's actually, in for it. Matthew says Arizona State beat. Yeah. That was last year, right? That they beat Florida State, but beating Florida State is like garbage. They lost to Fresno 2 years ago. They beat Florida State last year, but beating Florida State, you know. So they were. I think how it went with Herm was he was 5-4 2 years ago in the conference, 4-5 in the conference last year. He won 7 games the first year, 8 games the second year, and then they beat FSU and lost to Fresno the first year. So it's not like they have faced any kind of killer competition in the bowl games. But still, I'm not going to do that because it's Arizona State. He won 7 or 8 games in Arizona State in his first couple years. That's pretty good. Okay, he had a losing record in the conference. That's fine. But I want to see what he does now in year three. But so far, he's done better than I expected. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have the kind of the same attitude for Deion that I'm not really going to expect much. I don't know. It's just me. Do you guys, those of you that are on the chat board right now, do you expect Deion Sanders to be a successful college coach? Okay, and it's Jackson State. It's not like he's taken over Mississippi State and he's got a coach in the SEC. Okay,
That then I would tell you he has no shot. He's not going to win a damn thing. Okay? Coach Herm Edwards is in the Pac-12, which, again, it's the Pac-12 is not even the Big Ten. Forget the ACC and the and the SEC.
It's the weakest of the five bigs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but again, you know, Jackson State, I don't even know the conference that Jackson State is in. What conference is Jackson State in?
Is it the MEAC?
I'm not sure. I'd be lying to you to tell you that I knew exactly what the conference Jackson State is in. I'm not exactly sure what conference they're in. But I don't expect a lot. Do you guys expect Deion to be a successful college head coach? Go ahead, say it right now on the chat board. Yes or no? That's it. Just yes or no. Will Deion Sanders be a successful college head coach? I want to know if you guys have the same kind of feeling I do about Deion, that I just don't think it's going to happen. Let's see. Jackson State is in the FCS. What is the FCS? What's that stand for?
Southwestern Athletic Conference.
Oh, he's in the SWAC?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. So Jackson State is in the Southwestern in the SWAC. Okay. Radically thinks yes. Super Boomshack says no. Man of 1,005 Holds says yes. Raging Dolphin Maniac says no. Chris Solo, yes. Julius 305 says nope. Mark McIntyre, nope. Gus 1388, nope. They are in the SWAC. And Ray says nope. So a couple of yeses. There's a couple of you out there that think he's going to have success. Most of you are thinking like I am. Okay. Gus goes, hell no. If they say yes, because I'll root for him. Oh, well, rooting is a whole – I'm not rooting against the guy. I hope he does well, because the kids at Jackson State deserve that. So I hope he does well for just because of the kids at Jackson State. I hope it's a huge success. I just kind of get too much show than substance, you know? That's all.
You know what it is? He's on a path, and he changes direction. He was going to mentor AB, right? What happened to that?
No, I got something
else. Where'd that go?
I got something else for you. A month ago, we were talking about a story where he came out and joined Barstool and left the NFL Network. So is Deion Sanders still going to be with Barstool while he's the head coach of Jackson State? I doubt it. So talk about a guy that changes gears left and right. There's no way Portnoy now is going to get Deion Sanders the way he was going to get him before. Because at Jackson State, they're not going to want him. You know, Barstool is not the place. You know, I like Barstool. Like, I enjoy it. So I don't want to pick on Barstool at all, because I think it's a channel that is needed, okay? It's a funny, Portnoy's got talent. They cuss like crazy on there, whatever, but there's a audience for that.
This is not the example you want to set for young, impressionable minds.
Nope. 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 You know, I wonder if anybody in that press conference says, so, Deion, Coach Sanders, now that you're coaching these kids, are you still going to be on Barstool? And I want to know what he's going to say about that. Maybe he'll do like a segment on one of Portnoy's shows or something. But I don't see him co-hosting with people, and hosts are dropping F-bombs and talking about all kinds of, you know, stuff out there. I just can't see that.
I could see where the alum, the president of the school and faculty would have a little bit of something to say there.
Chris Solo says he has coached high school for over 10 years. Did he win anything? Did he win anything at high school? That's what I'd like to know. Let me see if, you know what? I'm sure somebody has Wikipedia'd his life and can probably, you can probably see if he's actually, because see, you throw he's coached out there high school, but has he won anything? You know what I mean? That's kind of the key, right? You'd like to know. Let me see here. For 14 seasons. This is the same Sanders. Okay, here we go. For 14 seasons, he's the offensive coordinator at Trinity Christian School in Cedar Hill, Texas, and will assume the duties as head coach at Jackson State University before the spring of 2021. Let's see what else. They talk about his pro career, Florida State, and they mention, here we go, following the conclusion of his career, Sanders became an analyst, NFL Network, and Barstool, which we'll see. Offensive coordinator, Trinity Christian School, Cedar Hill, which his sons attend. Sanders founded the Primetime Prep Academy Charter School in 12, coached until the school closed in 2015 due to financial issues. I don't see any I don't see anything that says he was a great college coach, my man, and an offensive coordinator is what he was. So, let's see. If you can find anything for me, find it for me. Did he just coach because his sons were there and he just wanted to, you know, kind of get through there? I don't know. Yes, and by the way, you are correct. Whoever's saying, Jack, you are right. His son does play at FAU with Willie Taggart. Yes, he does. I don't think the kids will take him seriously. That's what Super Boom Shack says. Jesse Minneapolis says, kids will respect that staff. It's an HBCU, fellas. The kids will be starstruck for sure. Will they? Will they be starstruck? I'm not sure anymore. Not those kids. Those kids have to like YouTube it and stuff. At this point, you're thinking 20 years ago. I don't know about that anymore. To them, he's just another old man that played football. It's kind of, we're in 2020, man. It's a while ago. When did he retire from football already? 2005, 15 years ago. And really, he played in 2000, then didn't play again till 04. So really, 2000, and the 2000 Dion and Redskins was nothing. His career kind of ended with Dallas in 99, let's say.
Well, he was with a whole bunch of other guys, Bruce Smith. Terrible
team. Woo. Yeah, a terrible team that they just loaded up on big names that were over the hill at that time. So it's been a long time that his career is over. And it's been 20 years that he's been an impact player. These kids don't know anything. It's 20 years, man. I'm telling you, because in dealing with NFL players, you would freak out at how bad they are at the history of the game. Like, terrible. Most of you out there know more about the history of football and the players that played in it. You don't know more X's and O's than these players. None of us do. But you know more about the history of football than 85% of NFL players. Okay? That's how bad it is. Most of those guys, they don't know jack of what happened in that league 5 years ago. All those youngins that come into the league from college, they know the NFL like 5-7 years back. That's it. 20 years ago? Dude, they got to YouTube it. They got to read up on it. They got to go find it because they don't know anything. If some of you think that a lot of these players are historians of their own game, you're so misled.
There's not a bunch of like Mike Tysons that are historians of boxing. Like, that guy is a true historian.
Nope.
You know
nope.
what, though? This age group, a lot of them, if it happened before they were born, you know, not a big deal.
Right. That's what it is. That's why I'm telling you that they won't be that enamored with Deion anymore, because it's been a long time, bro. Okay? A long time.
You know, I hate when you look this stuff up and it's just like, oh, it's been 15 years. Like, really? I can remember being in high school, you know, and watching him in the Orange Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Against the Canes.
Yeah. Let's see. Philip Campbell's asking me, oh, what do you think of the UCF QB? Just curious. Haven't seen him, so I don't know. Haven't watched it. I don't know anything about him. I gotta check it out. I don't know anything about him, dude. I'd be lying to you if I told you I knew anything about the UCF kid. So, is he the same guy that was a freshman? Is that the same kid that took over? Is he a junior now? Is that the same kid from, was it 2 years ago? Not sure.
We need to get Kobe.
Yes, let's do that. Let's switch a little gears here. Inter Miami takes on the New York Red Bulls tonight. Kobe Price, we'll ask him about that game and ask him a little FAU, too. Let's see if there's still any corona hanging around. Back with more right here on the Big O Show, live from VSS West Pines.
Big O, for all of your CBD, THC, or hookah needs, you got to get on down to VSS West Pines at 12397 Pembroke Road. Yes, they have got legal THC. You've got to check it out. And they've got, of course, when it comes to CBD, flower, tinctures, edibles, for all kinds of reasons, whether it's pain, stress, anxiety, you name it. And don't forget, when you mention my name, you'll get 20% off. Tell the boys out there that I told you to get on down to VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road, and call them 954-613-3367. Legal THC, CBD, all of your hookah needs. You go to VSS West Pines.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Hey, it's Big O for EJD Construction. Listen, I've been telling you about Eric for a long time now. Custom home builder for additions, home remodeling. We're not talking about a handyman. Maybe you want to redo that man cave. We're not going to a lot of live sporting events. So you want to improve that experience in your man cave? Call him 305-433-4843. Tell him that Big O sent you and go to the Instagram page. You can see the before and after there. You'll be impressed. EJD_construction. Call them 305-433-4843 or go to the website ejdconstruction.com.
America's premium sports sedan is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. TLX, $259 a month, $259 at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.